a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there are hard freeze warnings for places like Cache Valley, Southwest Utah, the Stampede Valley, and the Wasatch back tonight, and some colder areas along the Wasatch Front, like Ogden and Southern Utah County, may see frost. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, two children are in critical condition after being hit by an SUV this morning. Salt Lake police say it's possible the driver was impaired. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a crash in Scanners that is at 4200 West, 9000 South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny day, but it's cool out there. 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
64 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
As of today, as many Americans have died from COVID-19 as the 1918 flu, the ongoing count by Johns Hopkins University topped 675,000. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas making a visit to Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of migrants have been crossing the Rio Grande.
You can expect volatility when you have so many.
We are going to investigate the facts to ensure that the situation is as we understand it to be. And if it's anything different, we will respond accordingly.
Some of the migrants have come as far away as Haiti. FBI agents today searched the Florida home of the boyfriend wanted for questioning in the death of Gabby Petito. Worry about China's troubled property market sent Wall Street into a tailspin today. The Dow plunging 614 points.
You can expect volatility when you have so many questions that investors are wondering about, and you have a lot of uncertainty as to how those answers are going to play out.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL. In depth, we're expecting an overnight low temperature of around 41 in Salt Lake City, but it's going to be colder in many other areas, so we're wondering, do you have to go out in the yard and harvest all your fruit and vegetables tonight, like with a flashlight? Sheridan Hansen is a professor of horticulture at USU. Thank you so much for joining us under the harvest moon that's coming tonight.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. And what a better time to do this than the harvest moon.
And with the cold weather coming, if we're going to go down near 32 in some places, do I have to go out in the garden with the flashlight and harvest everything out there?
So you can. If you're in one of those locations like Cache Valley where you're expecting a hard freeze, you definitely may want to get out there and get some things harvested and pulled in from the garden. The other option that you have, though, is to cover your garden. So if you have big tarps that you can weigh down with rocks or stake down, that will trap enough radiation coming up from the ground to keep your plants warm enough overnight, usually. If you're going to bottle things like tomatoes and store them and put them away, it's best to get those out of the garden so that you don't risk having them injured by frost because you can't put them up at that point. So those are a few options.
It all depends on what you're going to can?
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So let me go through some of these fruits and vegetables, or fruits rather. Grapes. Do you have to get them going now?
So if you're in a place where it's going to freeze, you may want to get out there and get your grapes off the vine or at least try and cover them. That's one that, you know, a lot of people will juice, and we don't want to be juicing grapes that have tissue damage. So getting those out is good.
All right. So I have something to do tonight. Tomatoes. Well, tomatoes, you have to get them, right?
Yeah, you should get them, and you can take out the whole plant, and you can hang it upside down, and the fruit will actually continue to ripen on the vine. Other options are to layer the tomatoes in cardboard boxes with newspaper in between, put your least ripe ones on the bottom and your most ripe ones on the top, and then they will ripen in that box from the top down, and you can use them.
If you're hanging them upside down, do you have to shine light on them 24/7 or anything?
Those tomatoes tomatoes will continue to ripen off the vine, so they do not need light to continue to ripen.
All right. How about peaches or apples? Apples are hardy, right?
Apples are very tough. They cannot withstand a hard freeze, but they can withstand some frost. But we should have enough, warmth coming up from the ground to keep them, mostly, unless you're in one of those really cold places, from having damage on the apples. But they should be okay.
Yeah, looking at the forecast, this conversation we're having now, Sheridan, is going to be completely forgotten when the temperature's back over 80 degrees, right? But nonetheless, thank you for shepherding us through the harvest moon and the night ahead. We appreciate it. Sheridan Hansen. Sure. Professor of Horticulture at USU. It's 3:49. It's time for traffic, and we're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's, I was going to say Ricky. She's off this afternoon. Here's Len Thomas.
Yes, I'm in for Ricky today, and there's a crash in Parley's Canyon, I-80, 1 mile east of Lamb's Canyon. Been there for a little while, affecting both directions, but it's in the middle of traffic getting around this in pretty good shape. I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, as well as Utah County, in good shape. We do have some slowing on the Bangor Highway approaching the 201 in either direction, and a little bit of slowing on 3500 south as well, from the Bangor Highway out to 5600 west. Steve?
And we still have a crash on State Street at about 23rd South in Salt Lake right now. Northbound 15 rolling free and clear. Good speeds from downtown Salt Lake City. Filling in, though, starting to slow down in Davis County at Hillfield Road up into Clearfield. And those two crashes in Ogden, one on northbound Washington Boulevard at 20th Street, the other on southbound Washington Boulevard at 2000 North. Step into $400 with University Credit Union by using your new debit card, direct deposit, and switching over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn more and to qualify. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's your 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 65 today. A lot of sunshine after this cool start. Fall feels like it's here already, right? Tomorrow, another cool start. 73 the finish. Tomorrow, or rather Wednesday, we're up 79. And again, lots of sunshine. That'll be back to near average. Then we're going to keep it there. Thursday, sunny skies, 81. More the same on Friday, also 81. And 82 on Saturday, mostly sunny. Right now, Sunday looks good, too. 83 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
55 degrees, the harvest moon tonight. And on the radio with Neil Young.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I...
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
And Blake Shelton.
And I'm so excited to join The Voice this season.
I'll put it on social media so everyone knows. Now get ready to hear the locks pouring in. Darn, the internet must be broken again.
I'll just give it a try on mine, just in case. Huh, guess they fixed the internet.
The new season of The Voice with Ariana Grande premieres tonight on NBC.
Okay, now you're just rubbing it in.
Don't miss Seagull's Celebrating Soul Sisters event all day this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be incredible discounts and fun giveaways, including free Soul Sisters pins and a $150 Sweet Soul shopping spree given away at each Seagull location. You'll also save 40% on any one Sweet Soul clothing item. Drop by any Seagull book this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and get a free gift just for coming in. Don't miss Celebrating Soul Sisters this weekend at Seagull. Live inspired for less.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
September is Suicide Prevention Month and a time to raise awareness about the often taboo subject of suicide. It's a hard topic to discuss, but we need to. The statistics are frightening. Suicide is the leading cause of death for Utahns ages 10 to 24. It's devastating to families, but it is preventable. Learn to recognize the warning signs, show compassion, and offer support by knowing the available resources to help. But the most important thing you can do to prevent suicide is to talk about it with your loved ones. Check in on friends and coworkers. Simply ask, "Are you doing all right today?" You might be the one that saves a life by checking in or sharing resources that can help. Visit Huntsman Mental Health Institute at hmhi.utah.edu or call the Utah Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 or download the Safe UT app to talk or text with a counselor at no cost, anytime, day or night.
We're watching Utah's Money. Think twice before you cut off an Amazon delivery truck. Motherboard reports that surveillance cameras inside their vans will penalize the Amazon driver for things that are outside of their control. You cut them off, it causes a problem. They get in trouble with their boss. KSL Drive's federal safety regulators are looking into the 30 million cars with potentially faulty airbags. Reuters reports the investigation will look into cars from 2001 through 2019. On Wall Street today, the sharpest drop since last May. The Dow plunged 614 points. We end the day at 33,970. The S&P was down 75. The NASDAQ tumbled 330, losing more than 2% of its value. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
Some tough news today out of BYU. One of the Cougars' four captains is out for the year with a season-ending injury. It's middle linebacker Keenan Peely.
He tore his ACL, and so he'll be out. He'll be still rehabbing and getting ready for surgery in a couple weeks. And then we're still going to need him as a leader. He's a captain, so we're going to need him leading our team still, and he has a purpose and a role for us. It just has changed.
Peely racked up 31 tackles in three games this season. He still has two more years of eligibility remaining in his BYU career. Replacing Peely will be former Olympus High standout Ben Bywater. Bywater had 10 tackles in BYU's season-opening win against Arizona earlier this month. For more on Peely and how BYU moves forward from here, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper. On your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.